welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for February the 16th, 2010. We will begin our meeting with invocation led by Commissioner Alfred. Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Harland. Would you stand, please?
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time as a court united, moving for the betterment of the citizens of Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those family of loved ones that are away fighting the war for our country. Lord, we ask that you guide and lead each elected official in Jefferson County to be a better person. These blessings we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge to our nation's great flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much.
The truth.
Pick up items under purchasing. Item A, approve specifications for IFB for hangar number 2 roof and wall panel replacement with Southeast Texas Regional Airport. Item B, approve specifications for IFB for term contract, law enforcement equipment and uniforms for the county. Item C, consider and possibly approve job order contract with Centerline Construction Services, Inc. for the improvements to the Ford Park drive gates in the amount of $49,829.83. This is in accordance with the interlocal agreement with Harris County Department of Education. Item D is to receive and to file that job order contract with Centerline Construction. Item E, consider and possibly approve change order number 1 for IFB with weatherproofing restoration, Jefferson County Courthouse with Mid-Continental Restoration Company, Inc. for replacement of shelf angle, metal window rehab, and hook pointing in the amount of $20,100. This will bring the contract total from $110,550 to $130,710. And item F is to execute, receive, and file that change order number 1 with the service. Item G, consider and possibly approve change order number 1 for job order contract with weatherproofing for repairs to the 60th Civil District Court damage due to Ike in the amount of $230. This is in accordance with PCPN contract number R4812. Item H, execute, receive, and file this change order number 1 regarding weatherproofing. Okay. Is there a motion on these? A motion, Commissioner Senegal?
I'll second.
And a second? So may. Discussion?
Yes.
Yes, sir, it is. It's a sub-courthouse.
Judge, I just had a question on these gates out at Ford Park. I know we've had this on the agenda and tabled it several times, but just out of curiosity, did this come about from through the committee for Ford Park to consider these gates and make a recommendation to the court, or was this something from engineering, or how did this arrive?
I don't know.
For replacement of?
Okay. I don't. I guess I'm on that committee, but I don't remember. But it was in the budget.
Okay.
Okay, anything else? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, unanimous, county commissioner. Item A, consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Commission Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendation. Item B, consider and possibly approve a resolution supporting the Lumberton Evacuation Plan to utilize Hurricane Ike Round 2 funds to improve its roadway system. It is certainly my understanding that that is of no cost to Jefferson County whatsoever. Item C, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a contract for grant funding between Jefferson County and Texas Department of Rural Affairs, Road and Bridge Project, LNVA Project, Sabine Nature's Navigation District Projects, and DD6, totaling $12,889,623. Item D, by way of addendum, consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute order approving and adopting articles of cooperation and bylaws of the Gulf Coast Community Protection Recovery District, Inc., designating Jeff Brannick as initial director of the corporation on behalf of Jefferson County. Item E, consider and possibly approve a resolution adopting the amended articles of incorporation and bylaws of the Gulf Coast Project. Item F, consider and possibly approve a resolution approving the grant application for Jefferson County Family Treatment Drug Court grant application funding for the year 2010-2011. Is there a motion on the?
I'll move for approval.
We have a motion and a second.
I had a question. A question would be on the one that is a couple of questions. On the Lumberton evacuation route, where's that funding coming from?
On the what?
On the Lumberton evacuation plan?
Yeah, that's money within their request into that phase two or round two of Ike Fund.
Okay.
And it, if approved, they'll be able to use those funds or part of that. If you're interested, would y'all turn your phones off? I can't believe y'all would do that. And turn it off. What Lumberton wants to do, there are several neighborhoods, what have you, that are virtually landlocked in the city of Lumberton, and they don't. I'm trying to turn it down. Thank you. Sorry. They're trying to build some roads within the city of Lumberton, which will give greater access to these neighborhoods to other routes of evacuation. It will also be of great benefit to the people of Jefferson County that we have to engage again in an evacuation by our county, because as you know, most people head straight through north, and this will be a tremendous benefit, a lot of, but again, my understanding, it costs Jefferson County nothing. We just want to give them our pat on the back. Hope they will succeed.
The other question is, did Mr. Rugner review the new incorporation bylaws and information that we are on the agenda here? On this, Well, to a great degree, whoever put it on the agenda, I want to make sure that at least the DA reviewed this, because this was the bylaws that we approved bylaws in the past and went to Houston, Harris County, and they changed them around or something? Got you.
My recollection, Judge, is that they've invited additional counties to participate, and it required a modification of the bylaws. I know Mr. Brannick spent a significant amount of time working on the proposed changes to those bylaws. Judge, if I may, I'd like to comment on item C, and that is the contract for grant funding with Jefferson County and the Texas Department of Rural Affairs for road and bridge projects, LNVA projects, the Sabine Neches Navigation District projects, and DD6 projects, totaling $12,889,000. This is a significant step forward in us getting our projects accomplished in Jefferson County in a timely manner. These particular projects were seen as time sensitive and moved up on the calendar somewhat. That doesn't mean that the other projects, and the one that comes to mind is one that we strongly support, and that is the West Jefferson County Municipal Utility District's efforts to expand their water distribution system and build an elevated storage tank. The fact that it's not on this list doesn't mean it's fallen off. It simply means that it's not on the fast track at this particular time. But even with these road and bridge projects, including our rural bridges under contract, I know I'm going to be getting calls about what day is construction going to start. It's still going to be a delay, although we hope it's a fairly short delay until we can get the environmental clearances to move forward. So although this is an important step, we still have to cross the hurdle of the environmental assessment, and we're doing everything we can to speed that process up. So it's an important step, but I don't want to encourage people to think that construction will start next week. We still have some hurdles to cross, but it's to me, it's an encouraging move forward that we've got to this point.
Thank you. Well, we're honored to have Dr. Parker here today, Ms. Kathy Hughes. Did you have anything you wanted to say? You just want to put the heat on us.
She wanted to hear your cell phone ringtone.
Call me. Okay, anything further? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Auditor. Item A, consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for $2,000. Item B, consider and approve utilizing available funds in capital building and structure to provide for the 50% match on the TxDOT ramp grant. Match is estimated at $50,000. Item C, regular county bills, check number 335457 through check number 335788. Is there a motion on these? Have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, unanimous. County Treasurer. I don't know why we're starting with item D, but item D, receive and file investment schedule for January 2010, including the year-to-date total earnings on the county fund.
I move for approval.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Engineering, item A, execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit number 01-P-10 to Cimarex Energy Company to install a 6-inch pipeline encased in a 10-inch piping pipeline water across the old Sour Lake Road. Project located in Precinct 1. Item B, execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit number 2-P-10 to Sampson Lone Star LLC for the distribution of natural gas crossing 740 feet west Old Sour Lake Road and Moore Road. Project is located in Precinct 1. Item C, execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit number 3-P-10 to Sampson Lone Star LLC for the distribution of natural gas crossing 450 feet north of the Old Sour Lake Road and Moore Road. That project also in Precinct 1. A motion on these?
So moved.
A motion and a second. Discussion?
One quick question, just to make sure I'm reading these maps. All of these pipeline crossings on the highway are actually going to be bored and underneath this roads, is that correct, Jose? There's no cut and restores on any of them, is that right?
That's my understanding.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Did the generator go down, Jose? Tax assessor collector. Item A, consider and possibly approve the waiver of penalty and interest in the amount of $729.37. According to Section 33.011, print A, print 2 of the Property Tax Code for Pentecostal St. Holy Church. Item B, consider and possibly approve the waiver of penalty and interest on three accounts pursuant to that same section. State property tax. Is there a motion on these two items? Have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Is there anything else, gentlemen? All right. Thank you for coming. We're adjourned.